The Perfect Match in theaters tomorrow. Terrence J is on the phone. Where are you, Terrence?
Hey, dog. Sorry. I had to, dog. I'm sorry.
You okay?
I'm in Aguilla right now.
You're in Aguilla?
For Fox with Mark Burnett. Yeah.
Sure you are. You're shooting a show in Anguilla. You're
oh,
working.
Instead of Hollywood.
You're
okay.
working.
Yes.
Sure.
I'm working, darling.
Wink,
I'm
wink.
Terrence J.
Have a good time.
He plays Charlie, a bachelor who's convinced that relationships are dead until someone changes that. Paula Patton plays his sister. And it also stars Cassie Ventura. Is that your love interest?
Yeah, Cassie plays my love interest. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Did you get permission from Diddy to love all over her on
screen?
Yeah,
you know, before we started shooting, I think Cass could tell that I was nervous, you know, just even touching her hand. And so Puff FaceTimed me and was like, you know, listen, Playboy, you know, I'm going to be more upset if the movie's whack than I will be if you touch her. So after that, you know, he gave me the permission to really go in. And we have some really beautiful love scenes.
Did you say go in?
Not go in. Like, no.
You know, your mama's listening, you know, Terrence J. Your mama's listening.
I'm sorry, Mom. I don't even know if I can let my mom see this movie. Like, I'm nervous to let her see it.
You know? Oh, that sounds good. Sounds like a good movie, then.
Yeah.
If your mom, you don't want your mama to see it.
That's really good. You don't want your mama to see it.
I'm nervous.
Well, congratulations, man. This is your first leading man role, right?
Yeah, you know, this is my first time being a lead. This is also my first time being a producer. And so, you know, Queen Latifah and Flavor Unit, I'm just, you know, excited that they gave me a chance. And I'm really proud of this, man. You know, I think, you know, when you see the trailer, people are like, okay, is it another, you know, Think Like a Man film, or is it something I've already done before? And it's just a completely different character, a completely different story. And, I mean, you know, I just really feel like when people leave the movie theater, they're going to be surprised. And there's a big twist in this movie that I don't want to spoil, but it's just a lot of fun. It's a good time at the theater.
Terrence, how well can you relate to the character Charlie that you play?
I can absolutely relate. In my 20s especially, you know, I mean, I think this is more of a coming-of-age story than anything, because before a man can, you know, truly appreciate a woman and truly, you know, be the guy he needs to be, sometimes you got to get your heart broken. And that's really what happens, man. You know, Charlie gets his heart broken, and it changes his entire perspective on family and love and career. And, you know, he comes full circle. But, you know, it's just happened to you.
Like
who broke your heart?
Yeah,
Who broke your heart? Talk to us.
It was two girls. It was like 10 years ago. It was two girls.
Oh, you remember their names.
You're still in pain with that, man. You can't bring it up.
10 years.
Yeah, I mean, one of them is married now, so I don't want to say her name.
You can't even talk about it, man. Okay.
Wow. And this is when you were at North Carolina A&T?
Right after, like a couple years right after.
Was it Brandy?
No. You know, Brandy and I are really good friends to this day. And Brandy is in the movie, you know, and I asked her, I begged her. We needed somebody to play this pop diva. And I called Brandy at 5 a.m. and she was on set by 9 a.m. Because somebody backed out. So Brandy's brilliant in this film. And you know, yeah, we have a very special relationship. I love Brandy.
And Lauren London is in the movie, too.
Yeah, Lauren is in it, and Lauren is so funny. Like, this is the funniest I think Lauren has been in a movie.
Fine women in this movie.
And
so how does the woman in your life respond to this, Terrence?
You don't even have to answer that, Terrence.
Hey, don't step in that. Don't let him get you. Don't let him get you.
That was brilliant.
Yeah. You don't have to answer that. All right.
It's a good question. You ain't got to answer.
Ask her right now why you're shooting in Anguilla, Terrence. Ask her.
Why are you doing those private videos
Anguilla? Why you're shooting in Anguilla.
Oh, why you're drilling in Anguilla.
Sherry Shepherd, I'm surprised you're trying to jam Terrence up. I know Sybil will do that, but I'm surprised at you.
We love Terrence J. Cannot wait to see the film, Terrence.
And although we miss seeing you every day on E! News, I really am so happy about your career and your path. Your trajectory is just incredible. Good for you.
Man, I was so scared. You know, scared to leave a job, you know. And I was really nervous.
We know.
And I left on faith. We shot this movie as an independent movie. And so when I left in December, I had no idea what was going to happen. 2 weeks after I left, we got a call from Lionsgate, and they said they're going to, you know, distribute our film, which is huge for us. And so they've been a great partner in putting this out. And then about a month later after I left, I got a call from Mark Burnett about this show on Fox called Coupled. And, you know, it'll come out this spring, this May, on Fox. And so it'll be the biggest show I've ever hosted, and I'll be back on TV as a host. So it's just a firm believer, like, you know, believe in God and just stay true to your path, and the universe will, you know, get out of your way.
That's great advice.
Won't he do it?
So when you called your girlfriend and told her that you were
leaving. Okay, Terrence J. and The Perfect Match comes out tomorrow.
March 11th.
Theaters everywhere. Rat Daddy.
I love you guys.
All right.
Love you back.